Thanks, Michael. The federal government says the opposition leader still has to answer questions about his time as a trade union leader. Bill Shorten will return to the Royal Commission today after he admitted yesterday to failing to declare a $40,000 donation over 8 years. But Labor frontbencher Gary Gray says that's not unusual.
The party here has made a mistake and it's been corrected in the process of the last week, as have such disclosures for a range of candidates and just about every political party over the course of the past decade.
Gary Gray there. The New York Stock Exchange suspended trade overnight after it suffered technical problems. This is the second major US exchange outage in nearly 2 years. United Airlines also suffered a computer glitch, prompting the airline to ground its planes at US airports for an hour.
It appears, from what we know at this stage, that the malfunctions at United and the stock exchange were not the result of any nefarious actor.
Jay Johnson there. Chinese share markets have continued their free fall, however, despite regulators trying to stop the plunge. The results led to heavy losses on Australian markets, with shares shedding 2%. Analysts say small Australian mining companies are at risk of closure as the iron ore price falls below $50 a tonne. And Greece has promised to submit credible reform proposals to creditors tomorrow. The Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras promised to start pension and tax reforms in return for a rescue package and remaining in the Eurozone.